if you're just waking up from a very, very, very long sleep, or if you were living under a rock, you will not know this, but huge thing happened on Sunday. The All-Ireland football final, and Mayo has won it. They have broken their own curse and won it since the first time since 1951.
Unreal.
75 years of waiting for this, for Sam Maguire to come back to Mayo. And it was an absolutely unbelievable and historic day for the people of Mayo.
It was also kind of a, I would say, a fundamentally massive day in like the Irish history books.
It was
in
huge
a way.
For
it's
Irish
like
history.
One of those big moments in life that you're like, I'll never forget where I was that day.
I will always remember it, yeah.
It
and
was
because
massive.
Of that, on the Sunday, we said, we have to let loose. This is unbelievable. This is historic.
Yeah.
It's an amazing day. So we were in the pub already watching the match. We said, we go to another pub and we go for a dance and we go and boogie. And it was just
did you meet
crack.
Any Mayo people Sunday, actually?
Yeah, there was loads of Mayo loads people. Of yeah, yeah. And they're all just absolutely buzzing with life. And a lot of them came then from Croke Park. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Because the Mayo team would have stayed in Dublin that night for the banquet and everything like that, and then they'd be going back to Mayo on Monday.
Yeah.
So everyone was in good form. And we all went out, we had a couple of drinks and we had a couple of dances, and then I went home in work Monday morning, 7 a.m.
You were a little bit tender.
A little bit tender, but I wasn't
but
too bad.
So was most of the country,
yeah,
it must
I
be
think
said.
That's fair
yeah.
enough. So then we did the show, I come home and my two housemates are sitting there in the sitting room and it's like something out of a Bond film, because it's almost like they turn around in their chair and they're smiling at me. And I'm like, what have I just walked into? And they said, will we go to Castlebar? I said, will you stop?
Crazy
They
talk.
Said, think of the crack, David. I was like, no, I can't. They said, David, call in sick. I said, if I call in sick, Emma and Callum will know full well where I've gone.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll know full well because I am, as we have found out in the last 2 months on this show, what they call a bandwagoner.
Yes.
Right? I have worn Galway jerseys, Dublin jerseys, Meath jerseys. I came very close to wearing a Louth jersey, but then I kind of checked myself. I'm a bandwagoner.
When there's somewhere to party and celebrate, we
I
all
will
want
be there.
To fit in. Yeah. And not only you, but I love that this is the environment in your house. It's absolutely great crack. And you're so lucky that you live with such people who are such a good laugh.
I am. It's like living in a TV show,
it's
Friends.
It's just brilliant. It's
they
a sitcom.
They say, call in sick. I go, I can't, lads. I can't do that to the team. I love my team so much.
I'm so dedicated.
And I said, if Fiona was here, it'd be a different story. but she's not. I can't do that to Emma. And they said, oh, God's sake, it's going to be such crack. And they're talking about it and they're fizzing with excitement. And I'm like, do you know what? Well, I'll just check the vibes.
Right.
So I text into our group chat in work and I say, could I potentially do the show from Mayo tomorrow?
Now, this is immediately where I went. The seed is being planted and the scene is being planted hot.
I said, could I do the show tomorrow from Mayo?
Do we have any radio stations there that would let me do it?
Anything. Callum says, listen, we don't have a radio station there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't feel like it's going to work.
The closest we kind of have is Athlone,
yes.
Which wouldn't even do you any favours, really. It's still quite a spin for Mayo.
And then I ring the boss and I say, is there any way I can take maybe a portable radio kit and do the show for Mayo the next day?
Yeah.
And he said, man, you just want a party.
Yeah.
What would be the reason for you to do a show? And I just went, to be honest, you're dead right. I don't really... I just went, I don't want to do a radio show on Tuesday from Mayo. I just want to be in Mayo.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, you just want to party. And then we hung up. And then I rang him back and I was like, can I take the day off and go to Mayo? And he was like, are you having a laugh? And I was like, listen, we could ask Padraig. Padraig is, if you don't know, has done some cover on this show before. And I was like, we could ask Padraig. So he says, right, fine. Look, I'll check with Padraig. But if he's fully booked, he's fully booked. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Nick texts me, the boss. Padraig is booked, bro. I went, yes, I'm going to Mayo. He said, no, you misunderstand. He's booked up.
He's not available.
He's not available. He's booked up. Yeah. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. And
so
then,
are your housemates at this point just waiting for you to get the news?
So
like,
I said it to
him.
I went, I'm going to Mayo. And they went, woo. And then I went, no, wait, hold on. No, I'm not. I texted him again. So then anyway, we finally sort Marty Guilfoyle. He can cover the show.
Yay.
It's going to be amazing. I'm going to Mayo and I am absolutely buzzing. Okay?
I was obsessed with
it. It was like,
this.
Yes, no, yes, no, yes,
road
no.
Road trip, road trip, road trip.
I go to have a quick little 20-minute nap and then we're out the door around 2 o'clock. Okay, so we're off to quick pit stop in Tala to collect our friend and then we go straight to Mayo. We drive the entire way to Mayo. It is very, very far. We listen to the green and red of Mayo about 11 times. We know it by heart.
You have to rehearse
stage.
Before you get there, yeah.
There is no traffic the entire way there. It's a sign. This is going to be the best day of our lives. It's going to be so, so good.
Part of history.
Part of history. We arrived in Castlebar, right? We arrived there. We arrived into the town and it's actually a ghost town. We think, where is everyone? Everyone is in McHale Park.
Of course.
Where the homecoming is. Do you know what I mean? And so we go to the green and we watch it with the locals from Castlebar at the green on a big screen.
Beautiful.
And you think, this is going to be the best night of my life. Until it wasn't. So we're in the middle of telling you how that on Monday I decided to go to Mayo, hop on the bandwagon and head off to Mayo for the celebrations for the homecoming of the Mayo team
historic.
In Castlebar. It's historic.
I backed you on this the whole way. I was
the
like,
entire
going.
Journey. We just kept saying we'll be on Reeling in the Years. We were going for history. It was going to be absolutely unbelievable. We arrived to Castlebar. Everyone is in McHale Park, so Castlebar is actually kind of empty.
Okay.
Because no everyone's in this park, right? So you saw the videos online. It was absolutely
rammed
in that park. All those people had to go somewhere. Where were they going? They were coming back to Castlebar.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? So we arrive and we're watching on a big screen. We're happy out. And then, just from then on, everything seemed to go wrong.
Oh, no.
It's raining. It's not too bad. Like, it's not lashing, but it's raining.
It's wet.
To the point where you're getting quite wet. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And so we say, right, time for the pub. The thing about Castlebar is the pubs are quite small.
Mm.
And the other thing about Castlebar is there is not few people in Castlebar. There's a lot of people in Castlebar because I think the entirety of the country is in Castlebar.
Yes.
So there is no chance of getting a drink. We try to go into a pub, no chance. There's no room. Try another one, no chance. Try another one and you go, right, will we just queue here? Grant, we start to queue. We're 30 minutes in the queue.
For a drink. Yeah, you see, this is the problem. Like, you're not equipped for these crowds. And
no.
They're coming at you left, right and centre.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, other people would be having a good time. I'm starting to feel a little bit overstimulated. I'm starting to feel a bit anxious. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of people. There's non-stop noise going on.
And I
Everyone's
imagine
having
as
a great
we're there
time.
As well.
It's just not me.
Like, the longer that you're queuing, the more people are filtering in as well, coming back from the park.
Exactly.
You know?
So, we decide, right, we'll stop off. We'll have a bit of food. We'll get, you know, re-go again. So, we stop off. We go to Supermax. We queue for 40 minutes for Supermax. It's fine. We eat it upstairs in what can only be described as a sauna. I don't know why they left the heat on up there. But they did. Maybe it gets cold in the winter and they need to heat it up, but it was very, very warm, right?
Okay.
There's cars through the streets. I have to leave the sauna because I'm like, I'm so overstimulated now. I'm so anxious. I'm so warm. I have to leave, go onto the street. And there is just noise. We are talking lads with vuvuzelas. We are talking lads in like revved up cars with giant things at the back going. And I'm going, my God, everyone is driving through the streets beeping. Everyone is having a great time.
I'm not trying to be rude or anything because I understand when you get overstimulated. But is that not kind of what you expected to happen?
It was. Okay, so what we went for was the crack through the streets, right? But we were kind of thinking about it. It's going to be like a mini fla.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what we were expecting. But because we couldn't get a drink, everyone was just like out on the street, had their own drinks. And we were like, right, we'll go to the shop. No shops are open.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And if there was a shop open, there's no drinks left.
Of course. There's nothing left
in Mayo at all. So you're kind of just sitting there, dead sober, while all this is going on around you. And you're like, oh God, okay, this is a bit scary.
And like, not to be disrespectful, because it's everyone's to celebrate, but you're also not from Mayo or have anything to do with Mayo or
we
have
don't
anything
know
to
the
do
location.
With the team.
We don't know the location. We can't get in anywhere and we're getting lashed on. I didn't bring a coat with a hood like an idiot.
Yeah.
When have you ever seen me without a hoodie?
Yeah, you're always in a hoodie.
Anyway, so we have to wait there for a while under kind of a tent thing with no seats, no nothing. And again, I realise I hopped in the bandwagon and it's, oh, poor Dave. I was just miserable. Everyone else around me was having a great time. I was very, very happy for them, as in the people of Mayo. Me and my friends are like, this is really bad. We have to wait for our friends to come in to Castlebar. and then we leave with them and we go to a place called Newport, which is a lot quieter. It's a small pub. It's packed, but no one is sitting down, so we have seats.
Great.
For some reason, there's kids playing pool right beside the bar. We don't mind. We're happy out. We are chatting away. Everyone has a seat. Everyone has a drink. We're inside. We're not getting rained on. It's fine. I go out to the smoking area. I'm chatting away to my friend. Some guy comes up to me. He says, "Where are you?" My friend says he's from Castlereagh. He said, "Oh, I spent 3 years in Castlereagh prison." I was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "Back then, you couldn't really get away with accidentally shooting someone."
Oh my God.
I said, "Okay, that's me. I'm done. Finish up. Thank you very much. I'll see you later." All I wanted to be was in bed with a cup of tea and watching the Great British Bake Off or something like that, something wholesome. I was ready to go back. I said it to my housemate who wasn't drinking. She was just there for the crack. I said, "What are you after the night? What'll we do?" She said, "Will we go back to Dublin?" I said, "Yeah, let's go back
no
to Dublin."
No way, that's how it happened.
So
okay.
We drove back to Dublin. I was full set, dead set. I'm going to work the next day. And then Callum was like, "Do you know what, man? Just take the day." And I was like, "Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I need to recover from the horrors of rural Ireland."
We got the back roads the whole way because the motorway was basically broken. I don't know how you break a motorway, but they had builders on it for the entire night, so we couldn't get onto the motorway. Oh. We had to go back roads from Mayo. Me thinking the entire time, I'm going to be working tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's 3:30 by the time we get home.
Oh, mate. What blava. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.